When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hello, everyone. I'm Devin Simone.
And I'm Tori Deal, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Are you sure about that, Tori? You seem hesitant as to who you are. But yes, this is MTV's official challenge podcast. And Tori, you know, maybe you are slow to answer because you're still reeling from getting jumped.
Yes.
On national television. I am so glad that you're okay.
Thank you.
And that you're here to do the podcast with me. I appreciate your dedication and commitment. And glad to see that your hair is growing back in that spot. I'm just kidding, guys. Her hair is fine.
I got my hair ripped out this season. I got my face punched multiple times. I've been jumped. I mean, it's really been a lot. It's been a lot. But it's been fun. I can't say that I want to do it again, but at least I can say I did it. You know?
This has been one of the... I was just telling my doorman this, and he was probably like, what are you talking about? But this has been one of the most entertaining seasons of the challenge. I mean, and it's just so... All the dynamics, all the characters, all the things happening, all the twists and turns, all of it has been so good and so fun to watch. I mean, not getting punched, but it's been fun to watch.
Listen, I didn't even know that I got punched until I watched it back. I'm going to be completely honest with you. When you're so in it like that, like you don't feel anything. You don't... Like, that's why when you watch UFC fighters, and of course they probably feel some of the punches after they've gotten like 50, but you're so in it, your adrenaline's just moving. So I didn't know that happened until right now. And I'm pissed.
And rightfully so. I'm excited to see what happens during the rest of this game, but then even whenever you guys are reunited again. It's also funny you get to see all of this happening after we just had Michaela on the podcast, right? Because
I mean, listen, I respect the way Michaela plays the game, but what I will say is that I'm not going to respect it if you're pulling my hair and punching me in the face.
Right.
So
right.
we can respect each other.
Although you lie sometimes too, though. But I feel like
that's
pretty
much.
Good. Yeah, you've gotten better. Yeah. I feel like you're not that. But either way, she's feisty. And like I said, I think Michaela's tipped in my eyes to be like a new kind of Laurel. Not new, because Laurel's still here, but just I feel like they play. It'd be interesting to see them again, like go against each other. I feel like they play a similar game in certain ways.
I agree. I totally agree. Laurel is definitely obviously one of the GOATs. Actually, Entertainment Weekly just listed the top 50 challenge players.
They did.
Laurel's the first female listed. So it's not a bad person to, like, for Michaela to remind people of, because she's the GOAT.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, side note, that list is crazy as hell. I appreciate it, Entertainment Weekly. Y'all know good and well, John A is far and above anywhere I will ever be on the list, but I appreciate being included. But
do they have John A above you? Are you
above
John A?
No, they have me above John A, which is not even remotely accurate. Even in Tamara's name.
She's just a champ. She's just a double champ.
Yeah, she's killing. Isn't she a triple champ? She's a champity champ champ.
She's a finalist.
But either way, go check out that list. Let us know in our DMs what you guys think about it as well. Mm-hmm. But shout out to Entertainment Weekly for always having our back. And we appreciate you guys so much. And we appreciated this week's episode. I mean, we had everything from the oil wrestling, where we had Corey and Michaela kicking butt. Then we have a really feisty voting session between Corey and Michaela. They were kind of going at it. Ultimately, Tyler and Cassidy were the ones selected. Then the Hopper came in, did its thing, and picked Chris, which is really kind of what the majority of the house wanted. And we see Chris versus Tyler in what TJ liked to call barrel tag. Who came up with these names or these ideas? But basically, it was playing tag, but it was harder because you had to do so on top of barrels. It was a close game. It was a very fast elimination, which is both refreshing but also nail-biting. Ultimately, came down to about 30 seconds with Chris coming out on top, which means we see Tyler and his curls go home, and we see Chris live another day. And dare I say that, like, look, a couple episodes, Chris was annoying because Chris was lying to everyone and trying to flip the script. But now I don't feel bad for Chris, but like, I have empathy for Chris because now he is in there all the time and he feels like he's fighting an uphill battle. I don't know. Maybe my emotions are just being played like he's playing this game, but I kind of am like, oh, Chris now. I mean, but yeah. I want Tyler to stay. I don't know. It's all the feels.
Yeah. Dude, you never want anybody, like, when you're in the game, it never feels good to keep putting the same people up because it's just right. difficult. It's hard. On War of the Worlds 2, I was that person. I have walked that path before. I hated it. So, like, I get it. You don't want to do it, but also sometimes it's the most strategic thing to do. So it is this bittersweet moment, but also that is the path of a legend. You don't become a legend without doing legendary shit. And like, ooh, Chris is well on his,
I like
Chris
that.
Is well on his way. That's to, true. He's walking the path of a legend. Like it's the lone That's walk. True. He's by himself. Nobody wants him in the game. He's La Cucaracha because he keeps coming back in. Nobody sure can does. Get rid of him. We kept calling him Lil C because, well, actually, we had a rap battle, and I have the rap here, so it's really good. I know. This is my notebook from the house, but we'll get into that right before yes. we get into the interview today, because it's epic. It's epic.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Lil C coming through. I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's for Chris or Cockroach, but either way. It's both. I love it. It's for both.
Yeah.
I love that. Both. Who gets your gold star in your timeout this week?
I got to give my gold star to Corey for two reasons. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he won and beat Fessy in a very physical challenge. And I think mm-hmm. that a lot of people would have counted Corey out. So for that reason, it makes sense. But also, personally, he really had my back in that deliberation. And I feel like the least I could do is give him the gold star right now.
I agree. I would have to say I give Corey the gold star just because it was great seeing him win. Mm-hmm. He really crushed it. He even put in work because Fessy was just giving like driving directions the majority of the time until it came time for him to actually compete against Corey. And yet Corey still won. So mm-hmm. props to Corey. Looked great doing it. So happy to see him on top. Also happy to see him stand for Tori and like stick to his word in the alliance. I'd say that my time out of the week is probably going to have to go to a mix of Michaela and also the Secret Garden Alliance a smidge. And this is why. I understand the way Michaela plays, but I just feel like she's not looking at the bigger picture necessarily, and she's showing her hand. Like, even in the way she's showing her hand to the Secret Garden, because every time you say, hey, I've won, I want to put Tori in, and I know that that means it's putting a target on your back, talking about Chanel and Desi. Mm-hmm. To me, if I were Chanel and Desi, I'd be side-eyeing her a little bit, being like, you clearly don't care about my own safety. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like she's showing her hand a little bit. And then, yeah, so she's going to have to get my timeout of the week. And then also Desi being shocked that Michelle ultimately sided with the vets. Like, I can see her feeling like we're Survivor strong, but y'all know, Michelle's been in here too long. She's been, you know, tasting the sauce too long. She mm-hmm. is ultimately probably going to side with the vets. And mm-hmm. so you should have been mindful of that from the jump. Like, you shouldn't really be surprised.
Totally. Yeah. I think I don't want to spill too much right now because I think a lot comes out next episode. So I don't want to spoil anything. I think there's more reasons why people are upset. I think there was hidden conversations that we're not seeing. Maybe some people alluded to. I mean, obviously Michelle said that she was going to when she was sitting with the girls. Yeah. But, you know, I am curious, like, was there more conversations that we're not seeing? Because it definitely, you know, obviously they voted for me. Obviously Michaela tried to get me out. So now three people that I was originally trying to work with are all, and we're all back in the house again together.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, what are we going to do from here?
And did you do that math immediately?
Yes.
Like, you knew right away who it was. Okay.
Right away. Well, actually, Chris came up to me right before the challenge because Chris kind of got blindsided and thought all the guys were making it a girls' day, which is, you hear that conversation. Mm-hmm. He comes up to mm-hmm. me before the challenge and he says, good luck. But I'm smiling because I'm like, bro, you don't even know. Michelle had already told me she wasn't voting for me. So I already knew mm-hmm. she wasn't. And then when I saw the three votes up there, Chris had voted for me the week prior. And then I knew they were going to be Chanel and Desi. So TJ actually asked me while we were down on the sand. He was like, Tori, like, who do you think voted for you? And I was like, I know exactly who voted for me, Desi and Chanel. And then Desi looks over at me and goes, she goes, no, I didn't. And I go, Desi, yes, you did. Like, your face is beautiful, but it's not good at holding a lie.
Not like, Dr. Desi trying to lie.
Yeah, yeah. So that's when I was like, okay, like, but it, listen, like, we go back into the house and you'll see the rest of how this conversation unravels next week because it definitely gets spicy. But you know what? The good thing is, like, listen, we have those tense moments. We also have really fun moments. I loved seeing us this week. Like, that party that we had in the house, we were
wild.
And also, we asked production not to go to the club. We were all exhausted that day because, like, the mud wrestle, the adrenaline that day was just so intense. We were like, can we just, like, have a party at the house? They gave us all the alcohol, and we did it. And it was just, I mean, an epic night. You don't even see the half of it.
I mean, somebody probably got pregnant that night. I'm going to just say it. Y'all were wiling. You guys were absolutely wiling. And it was fun to see. We like seeing you guys have fun. And something else that's going to be fun, you guys, is our next guest.
Yes. We have Tyler Crispin coming on to explain how that elimination was. The vegan king is coming in hot, baby. And I'm excited to talk to him.
Yeah. He gives us some tea on some fights that we didn't see, what he learned in the house, whether or not he and Alyssa S. are still together. Word on the street is they might be. So you know you're not going to want to miss this. Grab your snacks, your food, whatever. Get nice and comfy. Maybe even grab a bottle of olive oil. Either way, stay tuned because you're not going to want to miss this interview with Tyler Crispin right after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This person was the main character of Big Brother 20, also on Big Brother All-Stars. He is the vegan king and absolutely smashed bananas in that oil pit. Welcome, Tyler Crispin.
Hello, hello. Ooh. Love the intro.
How you doing?
I'm great. It's an honor to be here talking to you, seeing your face once again, the vegan queen. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. This was a jam-packed episode. What's your initial thoughts or feelings, Tyler, watching it back?
Oh my, that was a great episode. That was such a good episode. My initial thoughts, I mean, I don't know. It's sad to see me go, I guess. But at the same time, I'm rooting for Chris right now. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm rooting for Chris more than I ever thought I would. So this is a good season.
Why do you say A, that you never thought you would root for Chris? And then B, why now? Was it watching this episode specifically that made you root for him, or what was it?
I mean, Chris and I were just always seeming to be at each other and never seeming to be aligned in the game. And like you said, we had that anti-alliance. So it's just like, anytime the other person asked us to do something, we would just do the opposite. And it was just like, and it drew us closer. And after seeing it play out, and like, Chris was the first person I hung out with after the show too. So it's like, it was like our differences.
Wait, even before closer. Alyssa?
Ooh, even before Alyssa.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But yeah, so yeah, I'm rooting for Chris here. He's killing it.
Let's get into this daily challenge before we get into any of the voting and all that good stuff. What were your thoughts when you walked up and saw the oil wrestle?
I was like, yo, finally they built something for me, you know, just at I'm 6'6", 350 pounds. I know you probably can't tell on camera, but I was ready, you know? Finally, one for me.
I mean, to be fair, watching between the slow-mo and the music and whatever Bananas was doing, it looked like some medical or Medalert commercial or something. Tyler, you were the only one that actually looked fly in the, like, run-up of that thing. I was like, okay, Tyler, flexing the abs, like, standing there. You were the only one who made it look sort of appealing.
Do you wish
I'm sure you wish that Alyssa had still been in the game just because you guys were so close. Mm-hmm. But do you wish she was there for that particular daily so she could see you oiled up?
I mean, that's a great question. I'm sure it won't be the worst episode for her to watch. You know? I'm glad they didn't show all of us doing push-ups right before that so we would look good.
Oh, that's hilarious. So,
had to get a little pump going.
That's hilarious. Tori, did the girls do that? Before
no,
too.
Just the girls are too busy plotting on how to jump me.
Oh yeah, girl, you got. I mean, look, as a whole, we'll get into that in a minute. But I want to get into your love life a little bit, Tyler, while we're here. Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Because I know Tori won't press you on it because I always press Tori on hers. When Alyssa left the house, Alyssa S, how did that change things for you in the house? Did you find that you were feeling different at all? Were you more motivated, less motivated? Like what?
Honestly, it kind of, I would say I was more motivated than ever, honestly. Like, at that point, it was just Alyssa and I, and, like, I had Josh, I had Fess, but at the same time, they had so many other ties going on that I knew I was just mm-hmm. pretty much by myself. So, at that point, like, I was locked in my lone wolf era, and that's just mm-hmm. an era that I'm comfortable in. So, it was terrible to see Alyssa go, and it sucked not having her there, but at the same time, I was like, on the guy's side, I'm just going to lock in and do what I got to do. And it is what it is.
You showed some really impressive qualities, Tyler. I don't know if you know this, but my normal job is I'm a matchmaker in real life. So I do people's love life and relationships okay. all the time. And the amount of times that you went up to bat for Alyssa in this game where you're like, I'm going to make it a guy's day because I'm going to defend her. Like, I want to protect her. That's my main goal. Is just, first of all, sir, round of applause. Proof. For those yeah. wondering, good guys still exist, and some of them mm-hmm. have really lovely curly hair, just so you know, they exist. But what went into those decisions? Because we don't see that often. I mean, aside from Nelson and what he does for his friends, we don't see that often. So, what went into you both times sort of saying, no, I'm going to try and take the heat off of her, or I'm going to try and make, you know, protect her at all costs in this game?
I mean, well, that's funny you mentioned Nelson, because Nelson shot me a DM like, man, that's a great move. I'm proud of you, man. So that would hit me right in the heart. But I don't know. That's just kind of how I am. Like, in these past games, I have always found my people. And when I find my people, I'm not just going to, you know, bail on them. Like, I go to bat for the people that I'm there with. Like, Big Brother 20, it was me and Casey day one. I'll stick my neck out yeah. for her. I'll stick my neck out for my alliance no matter what. Because you're not going to make it through this game if you don't have your people. So at any point, I'm always willing to do that. And honestly, I'm just like, I love being on a team. I love working with people. So even when I'm not motivated to, like, protect myself sometimes, I'd rather, you know, jump out and stick my neck out for someone else. It just, it puts that fire under me. So, yeah, not that I had any – I feel like Alyssa was completely underrated in this game. Like, people have been calling her a layup. That is the most trash, like – she's like mm-hmm. a kind-hearted person. She's soft-spoken. But when it comes down to it, there was one point where she was the winningest person in the game when we were still in the team phase. And I had mm-hmm. all the confidence in the world that she could go down there and, you know, come back and win for herself. But I felt like I kind of wanted to, you know, take that on and earn my stripes at the same time. So I did that. Right.
Listen to you hyping her up.
I know. I know Devin thought I wasn't going to ask about relationships, but I am curious. Because,
so proud of you, Tori. So proud of you.
You know, you did. And, like, obviously, this is just the news on the streets. You know, you were previously engaged to Angela, who was on uh-huh. Challenge USA 1. So, like, did any of that, knowing that she had been on the challenge, knowing that, like, you know, you had been with somebody who was in a relationship on the challenge, like, did that change or affect the way you came into this season at all?
Kind of. I mean, I definitely didn't want to jump into anything. I didn't want to jump into a relationship or a showmance or anything when I first got there yeah. at all. And then couple days in, Alyssa starts giving me the eyes, and that kind of changed. So, yeah, I don't know. I was definitely on the defense when it came to that. But, you know, Alyssa was a sweet person. And she's awesome. So it's like, you know, I just kind of roll with it as it goes.
Absolutely.
And I was very grateful.
Yeah. And you could see that. You know, she put up a good fight in her elimination, too. I mean, she lost by one patch. Mm-hmm. So
by one.
One patch. Like,
how much did you dislike Tori when she was coming after Alyssa? Yes. That time when Tori was one and voted Alyssa on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm a getter and one being like, she's great. How much did you dislike Tori in those moments?
I was probably a solid 8 there. Like, Tori, you remember that one time I got pretty grumpy with you? I don't even think I said anything.
You did.
I just stared at you. You're like, well, you're actually mad for once. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. it was the sweetest mad there ever was. And then not only that, he came up to me a day later and apologized for being grumpy. I said, Tyler, you should absolutely hate me. Like, I totally get it. But, like, he is true and through such a sweet soul. And it was crazy, actually, when you left the game because, you know, when everybody starts to leave and the house gets quiet, we really start to talk about people a lot more. And I think I was talking to either Fess or Josh about your backstory. And I was, like, mind blown with the story of who you are and who you are today. So, like, obviously, I don't want to push or pry, but I'm wondering, like, would you want to share with people, like, where you come from and what your story was like and what turned you into the sweetheart you are today?
Sure. I mean, why not? Yeah. What do you want to know?
Just whatever you want to start with. I guess, like, you know, your upbringing.
The day you were born, the hospital.
No, I'm kidding. Yep. So, I mean, some people know this. Like, I grew up in Ohio, and my dad passed away. He was, like, my best friend. He passed away when I was, like, 17. And pretty much when I was 18, I kind of been out on my own, kind of doing my own thing. And, you know, I've lived in a lot of different places and kind of built my own life from the ground up because I just really just kind of had nothing when I was 18 and put myself through school, worked like 3 jobs and lived in Australia for a little while, like became a beach lifeguard, started traveling around quite a bit. And it's just been like I said, I'm really comfortable in the lone wolf era because I've been there before and I've been pretty much on my own since, you know, the beginning of my adulthood. And I've been able to do these amazing things and play these amazing games. And it's just like, it's just the most beautiful thing. And I'm so grateful to have done that. So I don't know. I just always try to, when people have my back, I always try to, you know, go the extra mile for them just because I have been kind of on my own for a while. So that's kind of why that happens, I guess.
Tyler, you have such a beautiful energy. Like, my goodness, literally such a beautiful energy. I'm mad at everyone who went after you on this. All right, now let's get into the daily challenge. Now, we know that Fessy is your number one guy. At this point in the game, do you think he would side with you over the bets?
No. While he was, like, I knew that he had those ties. So I knew, like he had been protecting me, and I had been protecting him whenever I had the chance. But I figured it would come up to a point where it was like, I know you're going to pick Josh over me. I know you're going to pick Corey over me. Bananas, I was like, I couldn't ever really tell where they would lie because Fess would kind of poke at, like, trying to get at Bananas here and there. So that was kind of the only angle at this point that I could possibly play with them. But at the end of the day, I was like, I was in the mentality where it was, I'm going to make it to the end only by winning my way to the end. So I wasn't trying to press on Fess too much to, you know, keep sticking his neck out for me.
Mm-hmm. What was it like being in the mud pit with everybody? And, like, we know because we were there and you don't really get to see it too, not mud pit, oil pit.
Yeah.
But you don't get to see it too much on the show, but it truly was like, all right, you guys go at it. All right, you guys go at it.
Yeah.
And Bess was really standing in the back and not doing anything. Did it ever, like, you know, become a question in your mind? Like, all right, why don't we all just turn on Fess?
Yeah. How did he get away with that?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's just sitting there on the sidelines like a coach. Like, all right, you two. It was crazy.
He was.
I'm not going to be the one to say, no, let's go get Fess, because he'll just toss my ass out of there in 5 seconds. So I was like, all right, Bananas, let's go at it. Whatever, man.
Did you and Chris ever think of, like, creating an alliance specifically for, like, walking up to that rumble? I mean, honestly, can we just say, it looked like the Alabama brawl. The only thing missing was a folding chair. It was wild. There was a lot going on both of them. And it was interesting to watch, but also felt a little bad. Like, the gang up situation. It was a lot of emotions. But did you and Chris ever think of creating an alliance just for that particular daily challenge, knowing that you guys weren't as closely aligned as these other guys in the house?
I'm sure we both had the thought, but like I said, Chris and I, for some reason, just had the most anti-alliance that even if that would have been beneficial, we would not have even said it to each other because then we wouldn't have trusted that the other person would have come through. But when I saw Chris getting jumped, like in the episode, you saw me say like, oh, this is great. Like, it's not me. But then I remember having the thought like, damn, once I get him, that's going to be me.
Exactly. So, exactly. Uh-oh.
I'm in trouble here.
Yeah. But the nice thing is they at least gave you and Bananas your space to duke it out. And you guys actually took each other out, which is really impressive.
Yep. I was fine with that. I'm like, I know I got out, but at least I got the Banana Band with me right there. Like, I'll take that.
Right. Yeah. It was really intense. And I think that, like, you know, we think about wrestling, if there is no oil, it's a whole different experience. The moment you put that oil on, even production was telling us, it's an equalizer because you don't have a lot of grip on somebody else. You have the ability to kind of like squeeze through situations. And it was hard. But I mean, obviously, when there's multiple people on you, you can't really do anything.
Yeah. How do you know?
Tori, have you ever been jumped before?
Yeah. In that oil pit.
No, before the oil thing.
Hell fucking no. Bitches aren't trying me in real life. You got me fucked up.
I thought I saw.
I guess they're missing some oil.
Yeah. There was a punch. There was maybe a couple punches.
Michaela is wild. Can we just say, first of all, Michaela is wild. And Michaela really,
she punched me in the face.
We talked about this because now she's pulled your hair. She's punched you in the face. And we talked about this when we had her on last week. Like, Michaela will flip a switch. It reminds me of Laurel is the best I can describe it. Where when it comes to like, okay, we're in this game. It doesn't matter who her BFF is. It doesn't matter who she's buddies with. Because when Desi was trying to get, I think it was Michelle out at one point or something, Michaela like kind of looked over and then pushed Desi out. Was like, sure, this seems useful. And I'm like, damn, that's your girl. And you just, it's really
savage.
Yeah, really interesting.
I'm grateful that I have years of experience playing like soccer and have the ability to remain calm in those moments. But I promise you, when I come back next time, game on, motherfuckers.
Ooh, is that a threat?
Game on,
Victoria,
baby.
Patricia, is that a, I think
listen,
it is.
All I'm saying is I didn't know I got punched until watching it back. And now all bets are off.
Was that
She's
the
been
thing?
Provoked.
So that's the thing that pissed you off more than seeing them all talk about, actually, before you answer that, Tori, I want to hear Tyler's take on it. So Tyler, now we know that Tori came out on top on a couple of the individual challenges, right? And she made an agreement with the Secret Garden, or I like to call them Destiny Child, to say that she like wouldn't vote them in, right? And she didn't. She held true to that word. Mm-hmm. That we see Michaela win twice. And both last week when Michaela won, the first name she was considering was Tori. The other girls pretty much had to talk her down. This week, she's going for Tori. And then we see the other girls go. What do you think about that sort of strategy, given that just a few weeks prior, they had all given their word and Tori held up her end of the bargain? Like, would you have played similarly? Just what are your thoughts as someone who was in the house?
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Like, really, Michaela honestly plays her own game. And she will always play her own game at the end of the day. Like, she had her people. And I can understand it. It was like, even after she talked with the Secret Garden and they were like, nah, she still goes right into nominations like, hey, let's do Tori.
Oh,
and took Corey to talk her out of it by saying no. So I feel like Corey had you right there.
Yeah, for sure. Like, and I knew that. Corey came up to me after and he basically told me immediately what had happened. And I walked up to Michaela and I was like, hey, so I heard you're trying to throw my name out there. And she was like, you know, I was just, it was exactly what she had said to me on the podcast. She was like, I was just going over all my options, which is definitely not what was happening.
Yeah. Mm. And it seemed like that was an option. It seemed like you were the main.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, so when you're in the house, you try to take everything with a grain of salt. I try to take what Corey said with a grain of salt. I try to take what she said. I'm trying to just analyze it. But ultimately, listen, like, I get it. I'm trying to squeeze my way into an alliance that is pre-existing. Like, these girls had been working together from the jump. I was doing anything and everything. I'm getting punched in the face. I'm getting jumped. I'm still trying to work with them. I don't care. Because at this point in the game, I'm the only girl who's technically a challenge legend or whatever you want to call us. Mm-hmm. So Michelle kind of like, you know, glides those lines, and we see it a little bit in this episode because she obviously doesn't vote my name in there, but like still I was doing everything I could to get in there, and I think they were kind of just like still sticking with the original plan of let's ride Secret Garden all the way to the end. So I get it. I see it logically.
To a degree, but she also seemed like she was throwing in her own alliance a bit because Desi and Chanel had a good point, which is like if your name gets brought up, everybody's going to throw in the tougher. They're not going to think Cassidy stands a chance against Tori. Let's just be real. So people are going to likely vote for Chanel or Desi.
Mm-hmm.
People who want to vote that way. So let's talk about voting a little bit. Because, yeah, we see it was a very different episode than last week where she and Fessy, Michaela and Fessy, came to a great compromise together. And Fessy was sort of being nurturing in an interesting way. And this time, it looked like Corey and Michaela are about to jump across the table. It looked like I was watching a couple who needed therapy. So were you guys surprised to see that they had so much discord when they were doing, like, Tyler, did you have any idea that there was sort of this, like, battle going on behind the scenes?
I mean, it was interesting because Corey and Michaela both came to me beforehand and told me that neither of them wanted me in. And so Yeah, both of them, like, right for no reason, like, right before. They were
for
like,
for no reason.
All right, just for no reason. And then the first name that Michaela says, I know, I was like, just tell me, like, the ball is going to be up there in 5 seconds anyway.
Did
like,
you say something? Did you confront them about it afterwards? Or at least you say, hey, man, like,
yeah, what is we this? Had a conversation and they both blamed each other. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So, whatever. It is what it is.
Cowards. All right, guys, we have to take a quick break, so we'll be right back after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
What I want to know, Tyler, is like, you know, obviously you had Fess and Josh, technically Big Brother, but like you were up now and potentially could have gone into elimination as well as Cassidy. And they had the opportunity to still make it a girl's day, but they decided to make it a guy's day by putting all the balls on Chris. What did it feel like to watch that back?
Honestly, I kind of expected it. Like, I kind of thought the guys might see me as like the smallest guy left in the house as a, you know, and as somebody who they could throw in an elimination with, throw me and Chris against each other. And then at that point, we didn't know, like, that could have been the final, like right after that, you know? So it's like, if they had the opportunity then, and it wasn't one of them to, you know, get the last guy out, maybe before the final, then I could understand why they would do it. And it was kind of hard for them, I could tell, to vote for a girl in that scenario. But so I didn't really press them too much on it. And like I said, I was in the mindset that I was like, yo, just throw me in there against anybody. I'll just win my way to the final. And that's the only way I'm going to get there. So I really wasn't like, I really wasn't going around that last week trying to be like, oh man, make it a girl's day, please. Like, I was just like, yo, do what you guys got to do. And if I got to go in there and win, I'll go in there and win.
So would you say you approached that day kind of expecting to go in a little bit, or?
Yeah. I've been expecting to go into the elimination for about 3 months straight now. So like they've come from the beginning. So it was just another day at the office. Let's go.
Yeah. Did you, like, looking back on it now, do you wish that you would have tried to politic a little harder?
Not really, because if it didn't happen that time, it was probably going to be me against somebody else the next week anyway.
Yeah.
Like, so it was pretty much just, I was in the mindset where I had to win to get there, and that was it. And that was the only way I thought I would deserve it anyway. Like, I thought I like to play this game, like, you got to earn your way there by going in the sand and getting to the end. Like, I'm not going to do too much politicking to avoid it. I want to take this head on, you know?
That's one way to play, Tyler. It's one way.
That's one way to do it.
Some people play it other ways, but yes, that is indeed.
That is correct.
One way to do it. Do either of you guys think that this voting thing, because I feel like, you know, it's interesting because last season of The Challenge, I feel like voting was messy all the time. Like, it was really messy. And I feel like this season, we're now kind of starting to see it get messy. And I think it's also because even those who didn't make it to Algebra 2 can do the math of who's voting for who at this point, because there's so few of you guys left. Do you guys think that the voting in this particular episode is going to backfire on people like Michelle, even like a Desi or Chanel or Chris? Like, what do you anticipate without spoilers? And Tyler, I know you left the house, although I'm sure you've heard things, and Tori, I know you're still in the house, but in general, what would you kind of expect to be the backlash or how that's going to shake up dynamics now moving forward?
I mean, I think this is why you stick to your word, right? I think it's because you don't know what's going to happen. And if you don't have a really ironed out plan, then do yourself a favor and just don't lie. Because the worst thing that's going to happen is now you've exposed your cards for no reason. And if you're going to expose your cards, let it be with good reason, you know?
Exactly.
So
yes.
I think there are large repercussions coming our way.
100%. And you guys had Chris shook. Whoever voted for Chris, they had Chris shook. Chris came to me like right when we were done with the elimination, like, who told you to vote for me? I'm like, Chris, I didn't vote for you. Yeah. He's like, what? Yeah. I'm like, I voted for Chanel, dude. Like,
yeah.
Somebody's messing with you back there. You better go stir some stuff up. So I know he was not happy after that.
Yeah.
Tyler, why'd you vote for Chanel?
I voted for Chanel just because it was a female that hadn't been down in the sand yet. And I thought, and every single other girl had either nominated me or thrown me in. So I'm like, I owe none of these girls anything. So I'm just going to see if Chanel could go down there and earn her stripes.
Hater. Hater.
What do you mean?
Hater, Tyler. No, I'm just teasing you.
I told Chanel beforehand too. I'm like, yo, you just get ready. I didn't really know what else to do. So,
yeah. Do you wish that you would have thrown your ball on me just to even it out, so therefore I would have gone in? Do you wish you could go back and do that?
Nah. Aww, not really.
Tyler, you're such a sweetheart.
I told you I wasn't going to vote for you that time, so I'm like, I just tried to stick to my word the whole time.
Yeah, you really did. You were a really good soul about that. Like, truly. Like, and that's why I was blown away by your, like, after you were gone. Like, I don't think that we realized, like, the kind soul we had existing in the house with us, because we were all so busy playing the game. And then, like, you forget, you know, we're real humans with real stories, and some people in here are fucking lying, and the other ones are just being nice and going in for their girlfriends. Like, it's just the polarity is crazy.
Well, I feel like because I wasn't saying that much to people just assumed I was talking behind their backs. Which, and then I started getting nominated in votes like every day. I'm like, oh, maybe I should, you know, actually talk some game and not just be nice for a little bit.
Who did you like the least or not vibe with the most, Tyler, in the house?
You know, I can't be answering those questions.
Yes, you can't. Tyler, the theme of this podcast is don't overthink it, just overshare. So, we're truthful. Who did you not vibe with? It doesn't mean they're a bad person. Different people vibe with different people differently. Right. And it doesn't make one right or wrong. It just means some people really mesh and click, other people don't. Who do you feel like you just didn't really vibe with?
I feel like, I will say, at the beginning, I was so scared of Bananas. Like,
really?
It was like trying to communicate with an alien. Like, I just didn't know how to talk.
It's still
to
like them. That.
Like, it's still like that. Eventually, we were able to like figure each other out, but we would like just kind of look at each other funny, and then like just go the opposite way. We probably didn't have a conversation until like a week and a half in. Like our energies are just so different, but then we finally were able to like come together and be friends, and now we're friends. But at the beginning, I was like, yeah, I don't know who to vote for, but I'm scared of this banana guy. He might be a reptilian.
No, I was just going to say that about you. We were trying to figure out if you were a reptilian because Tyler's got those like really green eyes and like doesn't speak too much. Every now and then like eats a fly. No, he doesn't. I'm just kidding. No, but like you're so quiet. Your demeanor is so kind of like, so I was trying to figure out like, is he playing Big Brother or is he reptilian? I will figure
it out. I'm completely convinced that you nominated me because you thought I was reptilian. And every time I told you, I didn't know what that meant. You believed me even less. That is 100%. Tori.
That's why you got jumped in this episode, Tori.
What you got against the reptile?
That's exactly what it happened.
No,
that's it.
What other behind the scenes info? So we always like our guests to share, call it our little version of BTS, of something that happened in the house that viewers didn't get to see or don't know. Because obviously they have to cut down, you know, they're filming you guys for hours and hours and hours and we get to see an hour-long episode, so there's so much we miss. But is there something else surprising, whether it be funny, a moment where you really bonded with someone but we didn't get to see that, or a fight even between someone else or whatever that we didn't see in the house but that you actually feel was either really interesting or actually low-key shifted the dynamics of the game?
I feel like there were quite a few fights that we haven't seen that were amazing, by the way. They were amazing. I don't want to get into those too much, but
what were they? I don't know. Like silly stuff or actual game? Because I've been in the challenge house where people literally are fighting over hot sauce packets and like who ate the last piece of lamb. No joke. Shout out to Nani. So what were they people fighting over in the house?
I don't know. Just anything. I'm not going to lie. I didn't really watch the challenge too much before coming in. Like, so I didn't know Amanda. And when Michelle's name was read on that very first hopper vote, Amanda and Michelle just start screaming at each other. I was like, yo, where am I? Get me out of here. I am terrified right now.
Yeah.
Other than that, I feel like mine and Monty's elimination, I don't know, that did not even do it justice. I don't know. What would you say, Tori? Our balls probably fell. Mine probably fell like 20 times. Monty's probably fell like 15 times. Our pyramids of balls, like fully stacked. That was just, that took a lot out of me. That probably took like 4 days out of me after
off
that.
Your life?
Like, oh, off my life. Like I couldn't even, you know, when you like try to get out of bed and you're like pretty sore and it's just like kind of hurts. Mm-hmm. The next day after that, I tried to lift my body and I physically could not move.
Yeah, like, gosh.
Couldn't move. I think Desi had to like pull me out of bed. And then we go on a boat tour and drink vodka all day. I'm like,
I know.
I might pass away. I might die today.
Oh, no, dude.
What was the strategy for you winning? Because that was pretty epic, by the way. And Monty said he still has marks from the harness you guys were wearing, like on his skin. Do you have those same marks? And what was your strategy to win ultimately?
I mean, after however many hours, I feel like I just completely reset and like took every ball off. Mm-hmm. And I realized that there was a ton of sand at the bottom that had built up from all the balls. And I wiped off all the sand and like took a lot of time and started stacking them from there. And that ended up being the difference maker right there. It was just like the littlest things, like 2 grains of sand could have made them fall.
2 grains of sand.
And everybody was dying. I felt so bad for everyone making you guys stand up there the whole time. Everyone had to like go get snacks and like take breaks. Then you guys were yelling at TJ anytime he like said something loud. Like anytime TJ would raise his voice, the balls would fall.
Everyone's
like, TJ, stop talking.
Like, just stop talking. I know. Yeah. It was really intense, but this goes back to your character, Tyler. There would be so many times when the balls would fall and Tyler would be stacking his and you'd be like, just don't stop, Monty. You can do it. Like literally cheering on Monty as he's stacking his balls. I'm like, who is
that's
this
my boy
competing?
We only know how to gas each other up. That's all we know how to do.
It was sweet, man. It was really sweet. It sucks. So what did you think about that compared to this elimination? Mm-hmm. Like, obviously this one was a lot shorter, but, you know, what was it like to do it? What was your strategy going into it?
Right.
Were you happy it was shorter?
I was happy it was shorter. I think I was a part of the longest elimination so far and the shortest. So it was like, it was just a full-out sprint. I felt good after that first round, I definitely felt good. I'm pretty sure the tester said the average was like 10 minutes. So I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure I just did it in like under two, like under three. So I'm feeling good. And then I was stumbling with the barrels on that second round. Like my ankles got so cut up in that first round. I don't know if they showed it, but I still have like scars all over my ankles and my knees. Like I was bleeding everywhere.
From what? From hopping from barrel to barrel? Like yeah, trying to crawl like, over?
Yeah, I was like going on my shins and my knees to like move them back and forth. And there was like grip tape, like skateboard grip tape on them. Mm-hmm. And it absolutely shredded my shins and everything. So I still have scars from
you
that.
You know what? What I was trying to figure out from the stands was the defensive barrels heavier than the offensive barrels?
Good question.
I don't know if they were heavier, but they had like a different platform. So it was like the first, when I was it, they were easier to grab than when I was running. Like just the place you stand on was a little bit different. I don't know what the difference was, but I was fumbling those things on that second one. And Chris was like a freight train. Like you could just hear him. Like he went crazy on that. So props to him. Like major
Chris
respect.
Chris was diesel on that for sure.
Yep. When he locks in, he's scary. When we did that stare down, I was trying to like, you know, be lighthearted about it. And he was looking into a place in my soul that I don't even know if I could look into. I was like, oh my God, murder me. Yo. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, dude. He's a beast, man. I think he had a lot to prove and he knows it, you know? And obviously, you too. He was on the bottom of the barrel in terms of people wanting him out, though. Like
He was.
Absolutely insane. But watching it back, what was it like to leave? Like, were your spirits high? Obviously, you said you were really grateful, but like, I know how it feels to be eliminated. You know, it's hard. Mm-hmm. So like, what was it like to actually walk out of the game?
It was hard. I mean, I feel like because I feel like it would honestly be easier to leave like super early in some moment, in some scenarios, because it's like, all right, well, I guess I didn't really have what it takes to make it, but making it that close to the end with like that few people was definitely difficult. But at the same time, I feel like I really played the game that I wanted to play. Like I wanted to maintain my integrity. I wanted to, you know, not be too much of like a manipulator, like a liar, and keep my word and keep my people safe as much as I could. And I don't know. I felt like it was tough to leave, but at the end of the day, I felt good about it. And I was just insanely grateful for the experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is so good. You said you were rooting for Chris now. You're anti
for sure.
Alliance.
My anti-ally.
Which girl are you rooting for now?
That's tough. I feel like at the time I was rooting for Cassidy just because she seemed like she was at the bottom of the barrel too.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, all right, if she fights her way to the end and wins, then she for sure deserves it. So I, as a bottom feeder myself, I had to root for the other bottom feeders in this scenario, but everyone was a beast. And from this point on, it was like, you really don't know who to win, like, or who's going to win, because anybody left could possibly take this game. So I knew it was about to get good.
Yeah. What surprised you more, Chris winning this particular elimination or Cassidy and Michelle making out that night?
I feel like I saw that in the corner of my eye and I started freaking out. I don't know if they showed that in the episode, but everyone was so lit that night.
We were
for
so
no reason.
Lit for, like, no
for no
reason.
And like, pretty sure I saw no you do a reason. Headstand twerking. Like, who I were did. You on? Who
I was on Cassidy. It was on Cassidy. I was trying to get back in her good graces.
Oh, is that how you do it? Okay.
It worked. It must have worked.
Yeah, Paula twerking.
Yes, she was probably twerking. Pussy night. Popping on a handstand. Absolutely. Like,
sorry, mom. Sorry, dad. I learned it
wild.
In college.
This is CBS.
I can't believe they showed it. Well, you know, because they say all the CBS kids are like, oh, they're never going to show any of this. It's CBS. Everything's getting cut. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go pop my pussy on somebody. Shown.
I mean, I was impressed you didn't fall over. So I got to give you props for that. Because
she was up there for a while, too.
Oh,
she was
Tori.
Up there for a while. I was impressed. I'm like, man, she's been holding that thing for a minute. Cassie's about to pass out.
I know, dude. Thank God I didn't have any gas. I'm just kidding. That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
I'm just terrible.
And awful. That concludes this episode of the podcast. I apologize for any trauma caused.
I'm nice talking to y'all. I'm out.
Oh, man. Do you think that you would do another season, Tyler?
Oh, for sure. That was so much fun. Like, compared to Big Brother, this was like so much more fun. I was way better at Big Brother, but this was way more fun. Like, we could go outside. Like, oh, it was the best. It was just the coolest experience ever. I see why you'd be doing this like 1,000 times a year.
Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah, 1,000 times a year. Why is it more fun, Tyler? Because you mentioned like going outside, because you're able to interact with more people. Like, what about the challenge did you resonate with more, find more fun?
It just seems more like real life, I guess. Then like there's like, we take breaks away from the game, and that's the part that when I play these games, I get so deep into it, and it takes me a while to come out. So the fact that we can kind of take breaks and everybody's like a genuine human, and the physical side, like I love doing things like that, like doing crazy physical things and pushing myself. So
Beating people up, Tyler. You like beating people up?
Yeah. I love wrestling Johnny Bananas any chance I get, and this was my chance.
Yeah, you did a great job. Question for both of you. Did you still smell like oil for days or weeks afterwards? Because in Battle of the Seasons 2, we did an oil challenge. Ours was one-on-one, so nobody got jumped, thankfully. But I know that our uniforms never came back smelling normal. They smelled like oil the rest of the time. My wig never came back smelling normal. It smelled like oil the rest of the time. Was that true for you all this time?
I think we smelled like oil.
We did. My hair was never the same.
Yeah.
No. But also, I will say this, like on our off days when the sun was nice, Fessy would literally go into the kitchen and get the olive oil and rub it on his body to tan with it.
He's been doing that since Big Brother. I'm like, I thought you were over that, Fess. I thought somebody like told you that's got to be bad for you, but no, he's back on the oil.
Not that he's trying to be a rotisserie chicken on the challenge.
he's rotating out there. I'm like, bro, you're going to burn. You're going to be oven 20 baked ham in a second, dude.
That's how he gets the ladies. That's his, secret sauce right there. A little olive oil, some salt and pepper. Chef's kiss.
A little seasoning.
Oh, God. It's over. That's it. Right, Tori?
Nope. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving.
Speaking of moving, Tyler, are you and Alyssa any closer to moving in together? Like, what's the status of your relationship?
Okay. Well, Alyssa and I are just friends. Sorry to break it to everybody, but Alyssa and I are friends. We're still tight, though, to this day. But
what happened? Yet. What happened?
Nothing happened. It's just like, I feel like we just weren't at the point where we wanted to like be in a relationship. So,
that's fair.
But we do have like a really strong friendship and a bond, and like we talk to each other all the time. So definitely grateful for that.
Is there a possibility that you guys could spin the block at any point? Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. But probably not. When do you go? There's no possibility. Okay.
But maybe explain to me what it means first.
Okay. Here we go. All right. So spin the block is basically means like go back around, drive back around, like come, like try it one more time, reconnect, pull a Nelly and Ashanti. You may not get that reference either, but they're back together. You know that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we're definitely really good as friends right now. So we'll just we'll ride that for a little bit.
That's fair. You always need friendship. Yeah. You guys look, though, like a really genuinely supportive, compatible couple. She also looked like she was your type. Whereas like some couples you see in the Challenge House, you look at them and you were scratching your head all season long being like
who?
Now how did that work? Like, I don't know. I wasn't going to say any names.
Like who,
Tori Elizabeth Ann. I wasn't going to say any names about either of the hosts of this show. But Tyler, I too am guilty of that for a very long time ago. But you guys legit seemed like, oh, this could, like, this makes sense. Like, this could ride in real life. And so it's interesting. And word on the street from a birdie was, weren't y'all just on a trip on vacation somewhere together or something? I think there was a
group. No, we all went to Miami together. Yeah.
All right. So she was there. You were there.
She was there. And I was there. And it was a great time. It
sounds about
it. No. Don't be throwing the
I avoided that trip on purpose. I was like, hell, I know you did. No, I'm not
don't
doing
you
that.
Live?
I know.
You live in
Tori
that city and you don't even go?
I left. Like, I had to leave the city. I said, I'm not getting wrapped up in this. I already know. I can't be part of another vacation alliance. My alliance will ban me. No, I had nothing to do with that. I literally had to be with my family. But it looked like an amazing trip. Mm-hmm. I had major, major FOMO watching you guys hang out. And I'm glad that you guys are still friends because, like, you get close to people. It feels very real when you're there. And then reality kicks in. We go back to our lives. And don't you guys live, like, a country apart? Doesn't she?
Yeah.
Isn't she in Florida and you're in L.A.?
I'm in South Carolina. She's in Florida, so I guess it's a small country.
That's a real quick flight.
There are countries that big. We're
that's
a
like
apart.
A Cuba away. That is not far at all.
It's all good.
Well, we're rooting for your joy and happiness regardless, and same with Alyssa S's also. It was cool just to see you step up and show yourself in that way in the Challenge House. And so I'd imagine anyone who's your friend is lucky to be in that position. Anyone who dates you in the future also, if you show those same characteristics and trait. Low-key over here, I will still be rooting for you and Alyssa S, but at least until the next season of the Challenge. But happy that you guys were able to maintain a good friendship. Thank Before we go, Tyler, what's one thing you would want people to know about you that you feel like they haven't gotten to know this season or even on your season of Big Brother? Like, what's one thing you want to leave the people with?
I mean, that's tough. That's tough. I feel
that's
like...
That's why I asked it.
I know. I feel like Big Brother and the Challenge, like, you've seen a lot of different versions of me. Like, I don't know. I feel like the Challenge, I just wanted to be as authentic as I am right now. And like in Big Brother in the past, like I played the whole like manipulating game. Like I played the whole like lying game behind the scenes, and it just didn't feel good at the end of the day. To even though I like succeeded in it, I didn't win. So I'm like, all right, maybe that missing piece is for me to just like be myself and be as authentic as I could. So that's what I try to bring into this game. And I feel better about the Challenge than I do about like Big Brother when I did way better. So I don't know, if anything, just be your authentic selves, and it can get you farther than you think it can. You know what I mean?
Oh, I concur. That.
Be your authentic reptilian self.
Yep. Just own your reptilianism.
Let me find out, Tyler, you were the guy on the plane next to that lady who got up and was screaming. Let me find out it was you.
How was that dude in the back? And that lady was Tori.
That makes sense, actually. Yo, that tracks. That lady was mystery solved. We're going to go with this mystery
solved. We were on our way back from Croatia. We were on our way back. Like,
so funny. It's so true. Nothing's been more true.
That was her. Oh, I'm posting that. Next episode, I'm posting that. Mm-hmm. As a meme. So Tori, good. When she nominates me.
Fuck you.
Yes, that's actually really good. That's actually pretty good. I'll repost it. Tag me in it in stories and I'll repost it, Tyler.
Wow, I'm getting ganged up on again. PTSD. PTSD.
There's no oil this time, though, Tori. You're safe. It's okay.
PTSD. Oh, Tyler, it was so good to have you on. You're such an amazing soul, dude. And I really, really hope we get to see more of you in the future, because I'm rooting for your comeback, dude. Like,
yep.
You might be small, but thou art mighty. And we would like to see thy mighteth come smiteth thy challenge.
That's always a good thing.
They're coming. The vegan king and the vegan queen are coming back with a vengeance.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Speaking of that, I probably would have starved in there if it wasn't for you, because you were the one always hooking it up with the food. Like, I'm like, okay.
I'm on production.
I'll eat rice today. You're like, No. We need a whole tray.
Yeah. I've got it. I got us vegan protein with every meal. Uh-huh. I was not going to let the vegan king starve, man. If we're out here fighting for the animals on national TV, trying to look like badasses, then we're going to do it the right way. We're not going to lose muscle while we're there, even though I think I probably did. But it was
same.
Yeah, such a pleasure. Well, thank you so much. And where can we follow you on Instagram or anywhere else that you want us to follow?
You can hit me on Instagram, TylerCrispin2. That's it. I'll be there posting stuff, being myself. Cool. You know, I'll see you there.
All right. Aw, he's so joyous.
Yeah.
Gotta be. Life is good. What do you mean?
Life is good. Also, your curls looked amazing last episode. I forgot, but I noted that last time I saw it. I usually give
you.
Tori's hair often looks really great in the seasons. And she it makes no hair. Sense to me how she manages to make it stay that way throughout season. But your curls have been popping. You and Josh's hair. I'm really feeling it this season too. But
mm-hmm. Yep.
Just wanted to tell you why you're here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that. It was the oil.
You're welcome. This was before even the oil challenge. It was glistening. Oh, okay. You kept them nice and curly. You might have to drop your hair routine, become a hair influencer.
Maybe.
I really think that could be it. I think so too.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't stay, because that oil ruined it for sure.
Drops his hair routine, but really just sells his sperm because it's genetics.
This conversation, once again,
she grabs it and she throws it in the
And that concludes this podcast. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you later.
Aww, thanks so much, Tyler. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Tyler.
Later.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Oh, Tyler, he is just the sweetest. So good. It was great getting to chat with him.
I know. His energy is so, like, pure and sweet, yeah. But also he really turns it on in the challenge and turns it on with Alyssa.
Yeah, right? I can see why he and Monty, after having Monty on the podcast, too, I can see why they had a bond, right? Like, I can see how their personalities, like, connect and complement each other. Just really They're good cool. souls, which is cool. Someone else who has good souls, because I once saw somebody post a picture of your feet, because I guess they liked your feet.
Hey!
But also, if people, you know, feet aside, want to just go and see what you're up to on social media, where can they follow you?
You guys can follow me at Tori_Deal on my Instagram page. And make sure you look in my bio because I have so many fun projects coming up. I have my kids' book that's already out. I have a new book coming out soon. So please just keep an eye out for what I'm working on. I've just been grinding. Everyone who says I don't have a job in real life, I don't. I work on my creative projects until I go back on the challenge. So that's what I'm doing. It would mean the world to me if you supported it. But other than that, I'm doing the podcast and having a great time with you, Devin. So where can they follow you and how can they support you?
Oh, I always have a great time with you, Tori. And you can support me. You can go to my website, devinsimone.com. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. Although, fun fact, I just officially changed my last name to my middle name. It feels so weird. I know. I got my passport today, and it feels weird. Like, who is this person?
Wow.
But I still am Devin Simone. That part's still the same, just my last name's different. But you can go there. If you are single, cuffing season is here. You know I am the resident relationship expert for Tinder. Literally, I'm also a matchmaker. So you can hit me up. You can be in the database or we can talk about helping you get cuffed up. You can follow me on Amazon. I do some fun lives. We do some shout out. We'll shop together. You can just Google Devin Simone's gift closet or Devin Simone Amazon and it'll come up. Click the follow button there. And then on IG, I have so much stuff I still need to post. I'm really terrible at it, but I promise I will. So go follow me on IG as well. And then after you do all of those things, if you like this episode, if you had fun, if you were inspired by TJ's wardrobe in any of the previous episodes, then please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend, tell all your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your doorman like I did. Just tell somebody.
Definitely tell your doorman and make sure that you catch new episodes of The Challenge USA airing on CBS.
And then we'll see you right back here afterwards for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Grab the olive oil.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything The Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.